Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 62 of Friends with a Twist. I'm Madison. I'm the blonde one in most of the photos, married to Barry, just as a reminder for some people who tend to get confused by that.
Very good.
Very happily joined by my co-host,
Kenzie, married to Gary, and I am typically the brunette in most of the photos.
I know, it's very confusing. The voices get mixed up, but I feel like we get a lot of things on social media about who's who, wait, are you who, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's us. So
here we are.
Figure it out now. we're excited to be here. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. We're excited to talk about, I think, something important that being friends with a twist. Mm. Well, we'll delve into what we're going to talk about in a minute. But I feel like it's very focused on what we are and what we're all about. Yes. So this should be a good one, friends.
If
you're just
buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up. If you're new to the road, if you're new to the show.
Same idea.
I hope you enjoy the ride. And we know we have so many faithful listeners out there. We love hearing from you and appreciate all your feedback. So thanks for joining us again for another episode.
So this episode, we're going to start things off by sharing what's new with us in our chick chat. Lifestyle, vanilla, otherwise, whatever we can share, we will. Just so you know what's going on with us. Then we've got lots of swinger news you can use, keeping you well informed on the comings and goings of the lifestyle. Then in our Life and the Lifestyle segment, we are going to tackle the tricky topic of sharing mutual play partners. I think this is going to be a good one, friends, so stay tuned. And last, but certainly not least, we will hear about a passionate play session with a repeat vacation couple from Madison in the Going Deep segment. And you know, those repeat sessions are spicy as hell. So I cannot wait. I don't know anything about it, but hang in there, friends. I think we're in for a treat today.
It's pretty hot.
Yep. Nice. All right. So we are going to keep it rolling and we are going to
fireball.
Take a shot.
Fireball. Okay, cheers. All right, that shot was a little less syrupy than the pre-recording one. That
fresh,
was good.
Fresh from the freezer.
Very good.
Woof. All right, so our chick chat segment. First up, we share some stuff, what we've been up to, what we're doing.
Yes.
Madison, do you want to start? You want me to start? Should we start with our shared experiences?
Yeah, because I feel like that was half of the things I was going to say. It is a lot.
Some good quality time this
you
past
You guys just do a lot more month. Than we do. So I feel like we have things to say, but it's mutual things. So yeah, let's start with that.
All right, let's do it.
Go ahead. And I was counting back since we last recorded, and we at least hit two different club parties or lifestyle venue parties. Mm-hmm. So we went to PGC for St. Patrick's Day party.
The official FWAT holiday of St. Patty's Day.
And I think I don't remember. Was that the weekend prior to St. Patrick's Day? It all blurs together. But anyway.
Yes, because I think St. Patty's was a Monday.
Yes. Okay, the Saturday prior.
So, yeah.
We headed down. I know you guys went down earlier during the day to do some bar hopping. I don't know if you wanted to share anything fun from that.
Yeah, I mean, nothing like, I mean, we had fun. Like, I don't mean it to sound like derogatory, but I don't know if there was anything super noteworthy, except that we went to the Gayborhood and checked out a couple gay bars.
So I didn't know Gayborhood was a term.
I don't know if it is, but it is. It fucking is now.
Cute. I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because Rain and Mona came day drinking with us, so they took us to the Gayborhood.
Cool.
And Gary got hit on.
I assume by a man. Cool. How did he handle it? Did he like it?
I don't know. I think he was a little not sure what to do. Yeah, exactly. Cute. Like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a bad thing, but just a little like, I don't know exactly what to do with this.
That's fun.
So that, yeah, I mean, it was super fun afternoon. Definitely a marathon, not a sprint. But we all made it. Made it to PGC and we hung in, I think, at least until midnight.
Yeah, so Barry and I texted back in the group chat to you guys saying it was like 8:20 or something. I'm like, we're on our way.
You assholes, are you still awake?
Like, yeah, okay, we're coming. We decided because we were so wishy-washy. We didn't know if it was worth driving after you guys were drinking all day.
Yeah, yeah.
No offense. We just didn't know.
No, it's fair.
Nothing from you guys for 2 hours. We already arrived at the club. No one answered. So you fuckers didn't reply back to us after we said that. Oops. So we're like, these motherfuckers aren't going to show up, are they? And we just decided to come here to meet them.
Oh, no.
Our phones are in the car. But no, you didn't text back anyway. So it didn't matter. But all of a sudden, we were there for like an hour. And then we saw Gary stroll into the bar. And we're like, oh, no fucking way. They made it. So, yeah. So I was very proud that you and your super fun group of friends made it.
Yeah.
I think we made PGC a good time. We had some other local friends there. There was some flogging going on in the dungeon room.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah, that was a good night.
For only a couple hours, because I think Barry and I left at like 12:30, 1-ish to get home.
Yeah.
We left kind of early, but got there early too.
Right, no. Yeah, it was like fast and furious. We like checked all the boxes in a short amount of time.
But yeah, I think some friends of yours had not been there before, maybe, or not as much.
So yeah.
It was cool to kind of show them around and do the whole dungeon experience. And
we, a little group of, I think there's at least three of us that took a turn on the pole.
Oh, that's right. In the back room,
or like the little back bar area.
Obviously, you were the showstopper. Well, but it was fun to just get up and do a pose.
Yeah. No, but I had like, no grip that night. I was so frustrated. I couldn't fucking get anywhere. I just kept sliding.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it, PGC. Can you clean this pole, please? Like, the fuck?
Just give me one that spins and I'll do so many cool things on it.
Yeah. I know. Like, I don't understand. Apparently, that's not a thing. So I've talked to a couple girls that like actually work at clubs. And they don't have spin poles.
So it's just for like private places or competitions?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, apparently none of the clubs have spin. So we all got on the pole, at least like a little group of us.
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of dared or pushed into it, but probably. It was fun.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, there was, you know, it's PGC. So obviously dim, dark lighting. You know what I mean? Like, these aren't, like, fucking arena stadium lights. Like, it's dark in there. Yeah, exactly. But, like, pretty good music that night, I think. And, yeah, I remember we all went into, like, the dungeon room. And there was, I remember I got up on the cross and got flogged by some guy with a beard. That was nice.
Oh, yeah, our friend's friend. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I don't know if anybody else took a turn.
Yes, our other friend.
Yes.
Friended,
okay.
Because I was up near the cross and I was the person like making sure that she was okay.
Yeah.
I was the communicator.
Good, good. But yeah, so yeah, we kind of like touched on everything that night except sex, I think.
Same here.
I don't think, I don't think any of us played at the club that night. Again, not super uncommon.
No.
But just in the effort of keeping it real. There were several of us who had been day drinking that all got rooms at a hotel close to PGC. And I don't know. So spoiler alert, we didn't play with anybody that night. Not a big deal. Like, that's not good or bad in and of itself. But I think there was a little bit of miscommunication. We had been out with this group drinking all day and, you know, like kind of trying to feel it out and see who's who and whatever. But then towards the end of the night, this one couple that was new to us, they actually met up with a couple at the club that they knew.
Okay.
But we had never met this other couple.
Yeah.
So I was not like super eager to run off to like play with them. Just because I honestly, like, we hadn't even spoken really. So anyway, little miscommunication because I thought it was going to be like this big, frankly, group orgy situation. And I don't know that I was super comfortable with that. So Gary and I kind of like filed off on our own. Another couple that we were with, like, she wasn't really feeling well anyway. So they kind of like filed off on their own. So it just didn't happen, which is fine. Not every day is a Super Bowl. Not every day is an orgy. It is what it is.
You can just go to a club and leave and go home, which is what we did.
Right. And I do think everybody had a really fun day and evening, even without the sex at the end.
Yeah, it was so
fun. That might have been a nice bonus on top. But, I mean, I don't think anybody was super sad, like, oh, shit, this day's fucked now. Like,
never going to hang out with these people again.
Right, yeah. I mean, there was nothing like that. But it's just funny because, again, I feel like a lot of the things that we share – people probably think we're out there just fucking all day, every day, and it's just really not the case. You know, we're all human. It just, not every day is a Super Bowl.
Still a fun night. We Absolutely. Still had a good time.
Yeah.
And then what was it, a week later?
Probably.
We went to the local, a little bit more local swing club, a divier swing club. And it was just a random night out.
I think
Very
so.
Very last minute for us, once again. Yeah. Last minute decision. And it was a leather and lace party.
Yeah. And you've already shared photos of that night.
We both have. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was in the black leather. You had your red leather bodysuit. And I'm never wearing pleather. It's really pleather.
Well, yeah,
never
mine
wearing
too.
Pleather again.
It
to
was
that
hot.
Fucking club.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yes.
I swear there's no open windows. It was hot. I was like sticking, I was like peeling it off every time I got off of my chair. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't feel super sexy sweating
in
the club.
Yeah, not great.
It was still fun with the group of people that were there and great to be with you guys and take some photos too and whatnot. But I don't know. We're debating going there again tonight, but I feel like I kind of need a break from it. Like just the BYOB places that are small. Mm. I have a hard time sometimes with the bartenders. They're not really great at managing things.
Yes.
Or like if I'm paying to drink my own liquor or cans or whatever, I just feel like there's a better process as far as handing out people's alcohol.
Yeah, you guys have gotten the shaft lately there, like where your alcohol has been given away. And I don't know if it's because we're in Pennsylvania, because I know we have weird liquor laws anyway.
Maybe.
But like, it's a BYOB. Why can I not just keep my own shit like at my table or like with me?
I guess I get it, but
why do you have to make my drink for me? I don't understand. Like, just give me my shit.
I don't need your cup. I'll drink it out of my can.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or like, I feel like a lot of people bring like pre-made drinks basically or shots or whatever. Yeah. So it's not like I need someone else to just fucking pour some shit for me or like open my can. Like, just let me keep my shit with myself. I feel like that would solve a lot of problems. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Duh. Jerks.
But, of course, you had your little moment on the pole and gave everyone a really good pole dancing show.
Yeah, apparently I did okay that night, I'm told.
You did. You seemed a lot more confident than in the past. It was really good.
Thanks. But I feel a little bad. I think I was probably a bit of a dick to the girl that was on before me because she very, very sweetly offered me this I don't know, if you're like into pole, there's various like kind of grip aids that you can use so that you don't just fucking fall to your death. And anyway, so she very, very kindly like offered me this like stuff for my hand so like I could grip the pole better. And I took it and you know, I was like, oh, thanks, that'll be great. And then I don't know, I kind of feel like maybe I gave a little better performance than she had just given.
You did, but I also heard she's new at doing a lot of it, so.
So, I don't know, expected. But then I kind of felt like a dick, because I was just standing there like, sure, I'll like take your help, and then I like, ba-ba-ba-ba, and I like did some shit.
Put her to shame.
I don't know, so I kind of felt bad about that. So, I don't know, I don't think she probably listens, but if just putting it out into the karmic universe, I'm sorry for sort of being a little bit of a dick about it, but I feel like I kind of like had some shit together and I...
You just apologized for being better than her at something. I don't think you needed to apologize.
I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like I was like kind of a dick about it. Like, okay. In okay, that's hindsight, fair. I think that was my issue.
So no need for that. Okay, fair.
But it was fun. Yeah, I mean, like Gary said, I did okay. So that's always nice to hear. And yeah, I mean, just like truth circle, I was like up the pole doing something. And I feel like I heard someone else in the crowd say, oh, she's pretty good. And I was like, yes, like that's all I needed. So that was kind of rewarding in like a weird fucked up way probably. But so that was fun. So thank you, everyone who was there that humored me that night.
Yay, you. Good job. Your classes are paying off.
Ugh, God, it's about time. Yeah, but it's funny because I was there this morning and I fucking sucked ass and couldn't do anything. So it just depends on the day.
Well, in the 10 classes that I took, I had one or two of those days too. I couldn't do a fucking fan kick. I was like, fuck this shit. Why do I need a fan kick? I just want to climb the fucking pole.
Right.
And I could do something else. But no, you got to do it step by step. So I know. Yeah,
it sucks.
Every day is different. Yeah. So going off of that, actually, besides the stuff that we've done together, yes. I feel like Barry and I, or maybe me, I don't know. I've just been trying to focus on staying healthy. And drinking less, believe it or not.
Good for you.
And looking forward to warm weather to make some new friends to have fun with. Yes. But I don't know, the past couple weeks, besides the parties that we've gone to together, that's really been our focus. We've had a lot of vanilla things on the weekends. Great, fun things.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We seriously are still casual swingers. So this is just normal. Having the two club events back to back is kind of a great thing for us. So and we have sexy plans coming in June with a couple. Like, we nailed down a date. I'm fucking praying to the gods I don't have my period. I haven't calculated it that far ahead, but we have a date plan. So good. A sexy date to come soon.
Oh, nice.
We have a super awesome vanilla vacation coming up soon. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't want to give away too many details because I'm going to more so share that in my vanilla life. But
yeah,
we're going somewhere completely brand new and I'm very excited.
Yay.
And so I don't know. I think maybe it's from being sick lately, but I feel like I just drink a lot when I hang out with you guys. So I've been trying to drink less, definitely during the week, even on the weekends. I guess not necessarily for any reason, because who the fuck cares? But I don't know. I felt better not drinking as much, but it is so much fun when we do get together and just let loose and have fun drinks. And going off of that again, I recently got a lingerie haul is what I'm going to call it in the mail.
Okay.
I did help Barry pick out most of the things for me. This is all stuff for me, not for him. But it mostly from Yandy. I feel like that's where was it Yandy?
I don't know.
I think it was. I think that's what the package said. But anyway, it was exciting to get that. There's like 10 different outfits in it. So then just for a normal couple, like it's exciting during the week when it's hard to have sex with long working days. Like, oh, hey, I have this new thing. Let me try on this new outfit and let's fuck tonight. Yeah. Or like, it was just fun throughout the past week or two to spontaneously throw on these new outfits and have a good time with Barry. So
nice.
There's a tip. Order a whole bunch of lingerie and then just pick nights to try it on for your partner.
Have a fashion show.
Not that difficult to do. And the last thing I wanted to share that I felt like was interesting was Barry and I recently got a message on SLS regarding a cert we had from a single male. And apparently the profile asking is a single female. And all she really said was, I saw that you met or had a cert from so-and-so. Is he hung? That's it. That's all she said.
Like, she's asking if Barry's hung?
Nope.
Or like the other guy
that we met.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Not like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I was planning to meet this person, would you mind sharing, whatever, just is he hung?
But even like, how did they, like, so they got to your profile,
I think we must have certed him too, so they found our profile. Okay. So he certed us, so that was her foot in the door. She's like, oh, I don't even think she said I'm planning to meet him or anything. She's just like, I saw you connected with so-and-so, is he hung?
And weird.
I was like, why would you just, that's kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of rude at first. I was like, I'm not going to answer this. Fuck this. And then Barry's like, what do you want me to write back? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah,
and then we kind of thought about it. And then we did write back. And just to give some context, this is the guy with the really hairy penis. Like everything really hairy.
No!
So.
I hate hairy balls.
I struggled. But I feel like we were very political. We just said to her, Oh, I said, if hung is what I think it means, it was nothing to write home about in that regard. However, we had a good time.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that fair?
That was very diplomatic of you.
Okay, yes. That's what we said. And we left it at that.
Yep. Did she like ask follow-up questions?
I don't know. We haven't looked yet. Okay. This is literally like a day ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
because, yeah, I feel like I would not probably offer anything else at that point, but that was a very nice way to handle it.
I don't need to kiss and tell that much.
No.
I thought we were being friendly, and I think that was very nice, and I don't think you should have to talk about other people.
No, yeah, that's weird to me. Like, that you would reach out to total strangers.
And just ask that specific question.
But that's a good example, because it is going to, I think, feed into our topic for today.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just told her to listen to the episode, were you?
Yes, I guess so.
By the by, check this podcast out, episode blah, 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 for all the deets. But no, that's weird. I don't feel like I would ever reach out to somebody. Because on it, like, we had a couple reach out to us, and we were sort of concerned about if they might know us in a vanilla sense.
Oh, okay.
And I looked at their certs. I saw that we had somebody, I guess, in common, if you will. And even that, I felt weird, like, reaching out to the common friend to ask a question about these people to determine whether or not I wanted to respond to those people.
Yeah.
So to just, like, flat out reach out to a stranger and ask such an intimate question.
Yeah, I didn't really think that was appropriate.
Feels weird to me.
I still don't think we should have answered, but...
But I think you handled it beautifully. Like, yeah, I think that was the best way you could have answered it. Ugh, weird.
So that's some of the stuff we've been dealing with.
Hmm. All right.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add for what's new with you and Gary?
Oh, well. Sure. I can offer a couple things, but I think Gary's probably going to yell at me because they're probably vague. And he always wants me to dish all the dirty deets. So... we just were talking about it. So obviously I take these like pole classes, like pole fitness, pole dance classes. And the studio where I take those classes, they had basically an opportunity for a photo shoot. So I signed up for a slot and I did some photos, and I'm still fucking anxiously awaiting and like compulsively checking my email to fucking see these goddamn photos, but I don't have them yet, so I don't know if they're any good or what even came of it, but there was that.
I was wondering what that was about in the show notes. Okay.
Yeah, like, I want to fucking see the photos.
What were you wearing for the photos?
No, I mean, nothing crazy. I feel like they'll be what they'll be. I think they're going to trend more towards... like an artistic side of the scale than like a sexy. So I honestly, I don't think I'll probably end up sharing anything like on FWAT. But if you know me in real life and you want to see them someday, like let me know.
Cool.
I'll share whatever comes out. That's good. So anyway, like, it was fun, but stressful, which I think has just generally been my experience with photo shoots. Like, it is fun to do, but then I just get stressed about, like, because I don't know what's fucking happening. Like, in my mind, I think my back is arched, and I think this, and I think that. And then you see the actual photo, and you're like, oh, not what I had in my head. Mm.
If it doesn't hurt to get in the position, it probably doesn't look
right. It's not good, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the one thing that I tried to do is was, like, this, like, hang glider thing. And I had, I honest to God, think I had like a bone bruise. Like I was all yellow for 2 weeks. And like,
so that's probably great.
I hope that one fucking worked. So anyway, so it was fun, but stressful. I think we had talked about before trying to connect with a single female that we met through Field. That all sort of crashed and burned at this point. We had plans set up to get together with her, which would have been kind of like a second date situation. But she canceled in a timely fashion, to her credit. So that's appreciated. But anyway, that didn't happen. And then, frankly, she never reached back out. We never reached back out. And then the last time I was on Field, I saw that she had like deactivated her account. So took the hint on that one. So I think that's done. But In contrast, we had a very positive, well, I had a very positive field experience. We had met with a friend who I've referenced before on the podcast. He shall forever be known as Kevin. And he sort of came to our neck of the woods from afar. We had a lovely time meeting up. And you will hear more about that at some point in a future episode. But that was a really great time. I had a fabulous time. I think Gary had a fun enough time as you're going to have in a threesome. So that was great. So thank you, Kevin. And last but not least, 1 week from day of recording and when this podcast comes out, Gary and I will be in Desire at Riviera Maya, and we cannot fucking wait. So hopefully more to come on that trip.
Happy Easter to you guys.
And some good times to come. And then we're going to follow that fucking fantastic time up with another amazing time in Miami with the Libertine events in May in Miami. Can't wait. Good stuff on the horizon.
Very good stuff. Woo! Wow. So clearly we've been doing a lot of crazy different fun things, mostly good things. Let's pause real quick. And up next will be our Swinger News segment. Hot off the press. And we are back for our breaking news segment on Friends with a Twist.
Yes.
I will start us off, reporting live from Plymouth, Connecticut. A private members-only social club in Plymouth is being forced to close its doors. Wonder what type of private club this is. Apparently, the town says this club is violating their zoning regulations. Oh. The owner, however, disagrees. The business in question is the Wicked Fun Club. Ooh, sounds like my kind of club.
Sign me up.
Their website describes them as a swingers lifestyle destination. Okay, I see where we're going here. Last Friday, however, the town issued a cease and desist. They ordered the business to close within 10 days. This club actually only opened in November of 2024. So I think the problem, from what I'm gathering here, is that the business is in both a commercial district and a residential zone. And it just happens to be sharing a parking lot with a Baptist church. I see where the problem might be. Apparently, nobody really knew what was going on until the pastor of the church noticed that there were cars parking between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. Now, I don't know. So it sounds like the parking lots are separate, but he noticed parking next to the church between the suspicious hours.
The devil's hours.
They grew to realize something else was going on. They're concerned because the zoning rules, blah, 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 blah. Basically, the owner argues that this is a private social club and it doesn't fall under those regulations. So, I don't know. I could get further into the details, but basically, like, they have several days to fight back to argue their point to still be located there. But the town pretty much is saying, due to zoning issues and rules they're trying to bypass, that the Wicked Fun Club needs to close. So by zoning, is this a no swinger zone? Is that what we're getting at here?
Sounds discriminatory to me.
I think there's a bigger picture. There's a problem. Oh, however, actually the pastor, to quote, was saying the bigger picture problem, is that they're exploiting a loophole in the legal system. I don't know. To be honest, I feel like it's just people who are set in their ways found out people are doing sexual things nearby and they just don't appreciate it. So they're trying to shut them down is what I'm gathering.
Trying to yuck their yum.
Yep. Jerks. I get it, but I don't get it. So I stand with the Wicked Fun Club and we shall see what happens.
Good luck, Wicked Fun.
This article was just reported on April 2nd, 2025, and they have until April 17th, I think, to fight back. So we shall see. I feel like this is a common issue across the nation.
Yeah.
So thank you, by the way, to our friend on social media on Instagram, actually, that shared this article. Because it's interesting. And I would like to see what comes of it. So maybe we'll report back. We might not. But you can Google it yourself and figure out what happens in the future. Madison signing off.
Oh. Well, Kenzie here on scene in Fwaatland reporting a story from the New York Post.
Ooh, serious.
Titled, "Hot Wifing is a Bizarre New Sex Trend, but Couples Swear It's Saving Their Marriages." So I immediately take issue with all of that. It's not bizarre. It's not new. Fuck you.
Ooh.
There, I said it.
Way to be a neutral reporter.
So yes, this is why I will never be a news reporter. The article opens with, "Couples are opening up their relationships in a new trend called hot wifing, which sees husbands watch their wives sleep with other men. It's kind of like letting your friend test drive your car," explained one husband. "He gets to see how well it rides. He's got to give it back, but it creates a sense of pride. You get a little taste of what my life is like." Okay. I mean, that's one way to do it. Yeah. But yes, as with most of the news that we report, I cannot help but interject my own opinions here because, yeah, it's not new and it's not bizarre. But like, welcome to fucking swinging 2025. Right. Like, right. Hi, this is the thing.
We do this.
What the fuck? Anyway. So yeah, so the article goes on to kind of quote several people, probably with pseudonyms here, that have done some hot wifing activities and have said how essentially it has strengthened their marriage. Not really news, but welcome to the party, Vanilla World, because yes. Swingers have had this figured out for fucking years, but glad you could catch up. And again, I feel like just a lot of these stories just are not representing the swinger lifestyle in a very fair and balanced way.
Usually not. No.
As evidenced by the fact that the word bizarre is in the fucking title of this story, New York Post. Shame on you. So yeah, no, I'm not doing a very good job of actually being a reporter, but this made it into the news again.
Well,
go ahead. I was just going to say thank you to Nicole, our friend on Instagram, who shared this with us.
So yes, I feel like in the past we've said how swinging is becoming so mainstream. Like we see things about it on Facebook, here, there, wherever. Mm-hmm. Clearly it's not. This is just in our bubble of what we think is normal and okay. So maybe it's not that mainstream, henceforth the articles that we have just shared. So I hope you found that interesting.
Yeah.
So that will wrap up this episode's Swinger News segment.
With that, we will take a quick break and come back for Life in the Lifestyle.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, we are back for Life in the Lifestyle. And this episode, we are tackling the topic of sharing mutual play partners. So the lifestyle is a relatively small world. If you are active in the lifestyle, meaning that you're out meeting people, you're attending events, I would argue that it's inevitable. You're going to meet people who know and or have played with someone you know or have already played with. So let's talk a little bit about what questions that has raised for Madison and I in our years in the lifestyle.
Let's do it.
Generally speaking, I feel like some of those questions, really the big overarching question is really like, does it even fucking matter?
Yeah.
And does it only matter with certain people? Ooh. So to that end, I threw a question out only on our ex account. And I asked, We know the lifestyle is all about swapping and sharing. But does it ever bother you to share partners with people you know or with close friends? The response options were never, always, depends on situation, other. And I encourage people to say more below. And nobody fucking did. But all right. So does it bother you, basically? Never got 30% of the vote. Always only got 5% of the vote.
Oh.
Depends on the sitch. Got 62% of the vote.
Okay, makes sense. Yep.
And then other got 3%. But again, nobody shared any comments.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. So by and large, it depends on the situation was the most common response, which honestly I think is fair. And I think is going to fit with at least most of how you'll hear me, Kenzie, sort of talking about this topic in this segment. I don't want to speak for you, Madison, but mm-hmm. I think it does depend like on the people, on the situation. Like it's variable.
I agree.
Okay.
No, I do agree. I do. Because I felt this over the years. So yeah, let's dive into that.
Okay. All right. So if I go back to my kind of first question, does it matter? Does it only matter with certain people? So if our FWAT friends want to have like a truth circle about it, for me, yes, I think it matters. It depends like who the person is, what the situation is, who are the other people involved. Like it depends. And I feel like this is something that, Madison, we've kind of had to work through over the years. Like mm-hmm. we know a lot of the same people. And I feel like sometimes it can get a little, I guess, awkward, for lack of a better word.
Or just annoying.
Yeah, like when there's honest. Like too much overlap or like, yeah. I don't know. I think it's different with you, Madison, and like not in an automatically bad way by any means, but like it's just different with you than it would be with another lifestyle friend who I haven't known so long mm-hmm. or that I'm not as close with.
I agree.
But just like it's kind of like this double-edged sword with our friendship is like,
yeah,
it's great that we're so close, but then it almost can, like there are other considerations that come into play.
In a shitty way, it's also like what's mine is mine. Like, why do we have to share everything?
No, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes. I feel that way.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I think that our general, I guess, solution to this potential problem mm-hmm. is that we've generally just kind of tried to like avoid each other's friends. But like, why have
in
we done that?
In a sexual way, for sure.
Yeah.
In that, I don't know. I guess I don't know.
No, I know. It's a tough one.
Maybe like deeper thinking into this, I feel like maybe I just don't like feeling compared all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the podcast. We have people that are interested in both of us. And if I know someone's hooked up with you, well, I don't want to hook up with them now too. Because like, great, I have to share the same fucking stories all the time. And we got to compare things. And maybe something was better for someone than the other. Like, why do we have to talk about that? And because we talk about everything mostly. Like, that gets annoying. I don't want to share the same shit all the time. And sorry, to be honest. And I don't know, like, your friends are your friends. I don't like to have jealousy issues. Or if the people you've met say we click really well with, I feel like you'd be slightly offended off the bat if they seem to be closer to us after mm-hmm, you maybe mm-hmm. introduced us. I think those are notes later, so I don't want to dive into that. But that's part of it too, like jealousy issues, how close people get. And with the podcast, just being able to share different perspectives and stories. Like if mm-hmm. we're fucking the same people all the time, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It just gets old.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, because we're so close. Like I know if I know you fucked people, like why do I need to go in that route too? Like let me find somebody new.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't know.
And it is. I feel like that is, I'm sure, kind of a unique dynamic for us.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Hopefully not too many people out there have to deal with that.
True.
But yeah, no. But no, I mean, I do agree with everything that you just said. I think we have like a couple other like kind of different example dynamics here coming up. But yeah, that's been kind of like the overarching one for us and our friendship. And then, yeah, I mean, frankly, yeah, having the podcast has just like added that other layer of it to the whole.
It gets a little more personal, but you're being open about it, but it gets a little more personal. So it's a different level, which is not worth diving into because not everyone has that experience. But yeah, just to wrap up that segment, like Yeah, you and I have definitely had some serious conversations, maybe even yelling at each other a few times, as far as figuring out it's okay to share people and like understand. I felt like I personally was a little possessive in the past, and I've worked through getting over that. So maybe that's just a natural course. Maybe other people experience that. Yeah. I hope too. But it does help to get it out and talk about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you see a brand new perspective, and it does not bother me as much anymore. So yeah. It helps to talk about it.
Yeah.
So getting into more of the nitty gritty.
Okay.
So going off of our notes here. So you meet a couple that you know one of your close friends has hooked up with. We're mm-hmm. getting back into this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what does that mean for you? Do you still want to play with them? So we're going back into the realm of hooking up with friends, or
yes.
people, play partners of your close friends. How do you, maybe it's changed over the years, mm-hmm. I don't know, but how do you feel about that specifically? Let's get more into that.
Yes. Okay. So I think that for me, like, yes, some of these answers have changed over the years if I like kind of give it like a big global perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at one time it might not have mattered very much, but now I would say that we're both kind of in this scenario where we like sometimes kind of wonder whether the person that is reaching out to us like is actually interested in us or is it just because of the podcast?
Yeah, that's true.
And then it becomes if they hook up with one of us, but then they turn their attention to the other one.
Ugh.
Again, is it because they're genuinely interested
yeah.
really in both of us ultimately? Or is it now, has it become some sort of like fucking challenge or conquest of like, I'm going to fuck fought and see what's
Ew.
What. And like that just feels weird to me.
No.
And again, I mean, I have no evidence to support that that has actually ever really happened. But like the thought has crossed my mind. I don't expect everyone to be able to relate to that because we are in this kind of unique position.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just is another layer that I hadn't necessarily expected when we started this. I think it's just important to have boundaries with some of this, especially, again, being that we're in this unique position. Just because if there is somebody, and I think there are a couple. If there is somebody that perhaps we have both slept with, I don't really think it's appropriate for us to like divulge too much or, you know, like sit and have like some intimate conversation about like,
mm-mm.
did he do this with you? Did he do like, that's
yeah.
weird.
Ew,
you know what
no.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like we don't need to go into that kind of level. Like, yes, I guess it might happen and we can acknowledge that and just like move forward. But yeah, I feel like whoever it is, even if you don't have a podcast and a Madison in your life, like you don't need to just like share all the fucking details with people, I think is kind of just my point.
Easiest way is maybe to keep it private.
Yeah. But what about what are your thoughts, Madison?
I guess in the perfect world, I selfishly just want to hook up with others that are just into me and Barry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not have anything cross with you guys or anybody
no,
else.
No, yeah.
I
get it.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like with the four of us or even just, well, yeah, I guess the four of us, podcast aside, because people usually know that we are friends,
mm-hmm.
they're maybe just picking, I don't know, like whoever says yes first or trying to hook up with both of us to compare to brag or whoever's easiest. Let me just go for like, I don't know. I feel like it's a game sometimes, just whoever
yeah.
will say yes first, unfortunately. And I don't know. I also just like to have something of my own versus sharing every aspect of my life with you. No offense.
None taken.
We share everything story-wise in the podcast. We don't need to share every single sex partner. So I feel weird when we cross that much all the time. So
yeah.
I generally try to avoid, unfortunately, I guess, a lot of your friends, although there are some we're interested in and I think we're going to probably hook up with in the future. It is what it is. But like, I
yeah.
don't generally go after them when I
yeah.
meet them through you because I feel like it's kind of your territory and it's weird to just jump right into that.
Yeah.
I feel like you do need some sort of boundaries with friends
yeah.
in this scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're close friends. We share close friends.
Yeah.
Podcast aside, I feel like we need to break down the difference between like, yes, we're non-monogamous and we're very comfortable sharing in our own relationships.
Yes.
But it's a different perspective in the friend zone,
mm-hmm,
like sharing your non-monogamous friends.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a sense of ownership or possession over certain people that you've met first. Yeah. What is your take on that? I feel like that's just common. That can be common across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Your friends are your friends. I found them first. They're closer with me, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot to break down in that. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. You start with your perspective.
Okay. So the two sides of that coin for me are, and like this is just Kenzie's little worldview bubble. I think where this has been an issue for me, and again, my issue, my feelings, I need to acknowledge and move on. But it can feel a little bit frustrating when, for example, Gary and I have had, whatever, some pool parties here, and we introduce different people. And that in and of itself is a gamble because you never know who's going to get along or who isn't. But let's say fucking everybody hits it off and then like they go off and everybody's friends with everybody. Like that is a win.
Sounds great.
Yes. In and of itself, like that should just be a win and I should be happy for everybody. But there's human nature. And that can feel a little, I guess, frustrating when either maybe it gets to a point where I'm sort of feeling left out.
Yeah.
Like those friends aren't really reaching out to us anymore because they're off with these new people. Or I guess not that there's any expectation that it has to be reciprocal. But for example, if it kind of feels like Gary and I, and again, kind of like an over-dramatization, blah, 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 like over-exaggeration here, but like if it feels like Gary and I are always the ones having the party and introducing people and like we're just like hosting all this shit and everyone's like hitting it off.
Which you are.
Yeah. It's like, where does that leave us? Like nobody else is having a party and introducing us to new people. Like where's kind of the give and take? Mm-hmm. And that should not be the case. Like that is not the way to approach this or judge things. And I recognize that. But I'm also saying I'm a human and like you just might feel your feelings.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate to voice that to other people or like take it out on anyone. You just kind of need to recognize it and just work through it, probably with your partner. But like, I don't think you can hold people, like hold that against people. Like that's really not fair because that's not what this is about.
But I think it's also okay to say to a friend that you're feeling sort of left out or like, oh, kind of what the fuck? Like I introduced you to and now no one wants to hang out with me. Like what's going on?
Yeah.
That's okay too.
And yeah, I mean, and obviously like there's, I think like good ways to do that. Like you don't want to like start a fight about it, but yeah. So anyway, on the flip side, trying to be a little more positive here, it can be fun to share. So my example in that realm is we have a female friend. You and Barry know her as well. I'm not going to like name names right here, but she had been sort of like caught up in just a string of bad single male experiences. So I introduced her to a single male that I have had very good experiences with. And I was like, no, he gets it. Like he knows what this lifestyle's about. Like it'll be great. And as far as I can understand, they had a wonderful time. They seemed to hit it off. I think it maybe helped at least a little bit renew her faith in single guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like I kind of like felt good about that. Like kind of being able to help a friend who was like having this string of shitty experiences, like here's somebody that I know is decent, like reach out. If you guys hit it off, like go be free, have a fun experience. So using my powers for good. So I don't know. I mean, but that's weird too. Like it just, again, it's so situational because like, you know, I've just been saying like, but this is weird and meh, meh, meh. So it just fucking depends.
Yeah, there's no, it's very gray.
Yeah.
Basically.
Ugh, I don't know.
So going back to the feeling of ownership over others who are your friends or your play partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that. I felt it too. We have felt it with couples and with singles and honestly, I just feel like sometimes it's hard to share a good thing. Like,
yeah.
You want your good, strong connection and it's hard for someone else to take that away from you. Yeah. Like you said, it's just human nature.
Yeah.
But also in over the many, many years, I feel like in this small world, I've just grown to accept finally that that's fucking inevitable.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, really all that I have to quote unquote own, not really own, but is myself and my husband, Barry.
Yeah.
So who cares what the fuck others do, how well they connect, what a great time they have together. If everyone's still cordial with me and does eventually want to hang out with me and have fun, why does it matter? Yeah. It's hard to accept. I'm just saying that's how it should be.
No, but yeah.
Ultimately, it's really about you and your partner, or just you yourself, having fun. So we, as hard as it is, and I don't do it yet, but I'm trying, stop overthinking everything. Mm. If you're feeling left out, well, do you hang out eventually with them? Like, you guys go out so much. And it maybe at first, month, not now, but months back, we're like, oh, okay, bye. Like, they have this whole other life, and we don't do half of that. So maybe I felt some kind of way, but now I'm just like, Barry and I have a great time when we do go out. Why does it matter? We have fun when us four hang out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think it's harder, again, because no one else has this problem, but because we share everything, like, it just rubs it in even more every month when we fucking share it with each other. But beyond that, it shouldn't matter. And you should just be happy to be able to have fun in this realm.
Yeah.
I know. Easier said than done. But I'm trying to end on a semi-positive note for something to work towards. So maybe we'll just wrap this up with, do you have some sort of takeaway message or something for the listeners?
Well, I hope so. So I think the point of all this is that if you are active in the lifestyle for any length of time, you're likely to run into this issue in one way, shape, or form. I'm sure that the people involved and the specific circumstances will impact really how big of a deal any of this might be for you.
100%.
And it is what it is, right? So you may find that you're comfortable with it, but others aren't, or vice versa. So I think really this is like fucking duh, but the real takeaway is just try to understand where others are coming from and respect their boundaries and what is comfortable for them. So if a friend does come to you and say like, oh, like this is kind of awkward for me, or like I'm surprised that you did that, or whatever, like, I don't know, I guess just do your best to whatever, take that deep breath. Try not to be confrontational about it. Just honest, kind of, though. Yeah, like respect where they're at, where you're at. Because, it can be sort of like a tricky line to walk. And I think even, again, podcast aside, as evidenced by the X poll, the majority of people answered it depends, basically. So like, it is going to depend who it is. Who are the other people? What's the situation? What are the circumstances? X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. So just try to be respectful, just like feel your feelings, but like maybe you don't need to get angry at everybody about it.
Namaste.
So on that note, we need a fucking break and a shot, and then we're going to come back with Madison's super sexy, super passionate play session with a repeat vacation couple, and I cannot wait to hear all the dirty deets. So hang in, friends. Be right back.
Friends with a Twist, this is Robert from Shameless Care, and today I want to let you know that after STI testing people for 3 years, the things that people test positive for the most often are Mycoplasma genitalium, Trichomonas, and oral gonorrhea, three things that very, very few physicians test people for, even when you walk into their office and say, guys, I'm non-monogamous, test me for everything. Look, we would love to take care of you over at shamelesscare.com. We are a telemedicine company specifically for the lifestyle, and we STI test for 13 different sexually transmitted infections. That is right, 13. So if you want a complete picture of your sexual health to protect yourself, your friends, and your partner, we'd love to have you over at shamelesscare.com. That is shamelesscare.com/FWAT for Friends with a Twist.
All right, we're back. Final segment, going deep. Madison has a super sexy story for us, a repeat offender, a two-time fwatter. And we're going to hear all the sexy details. We can't wait. Edge of our seat. Let's hear it, Madison.
All right. So this story involves Griselda and Roman, who we saw again a couple months ago at Desire for the Pineapple Fitness takeover.
Oh yeah.
At RM.
Okay.
And we initially met this couple at Pod Bash at Secrets a couple months prior to that. So it was pretty cool that we were going to run into them again in Mexico.
Yeah.
No expectations. Nothing was talked about ahead of time, but I kind of hoped something would happen. Mm-hmm. So if you can remember back to, I don't know what episode that was, You have a really good memory. In case you're wondering,
somebody will know.
This couple is still hot as fuck. So that's all yes. that matters. Equally hot as fuck, which I think works well for us. So he, Roman, has tan skin, fit muscular body, strong arms, and just this amazing thick cock.
Oh, oh yeah.
She is insanely beautiful, basically Barbie, like small waist, big boobs, amazing tight pussy.
Oh,
I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it. But it's true. So I just picture Ken and Barbie, basically, I guess is what I'm going to say. So the night that I am describing here it was not a nighttime. This is an afternoon delight story.
Oh, shit.
Let me set the scene better. So it was the afternoon of the foam party of our takeover week-long events.
Okay. Yeah.
And as people were clearing out of the pool, her and I were just being kind of flirty. Like, I feel like we both kind of felt the vibe, but no one was taking that move. So we were dancing topless in the pool water, just like having a fun, flirty time. And then we kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much after that, we fairly quickly decided it would be nice to do a little bit more.
Okay.
And to be honest, her and I basically called the shots on this entire plan.
Yeah.
I don't think the men were upset. Because in the pool, we definitely like swapped makeup partners, but it was like her and I kicked things off. So we decided it was best to go back to our respective rooms, freshen up, because we were in the pool for most of the day.
Cleanliness.
I feel a little itchy. I feel a little icky just going right into play. So
sure.
They went back to their room and then they came to meet us in our room.
Okay.
And we very briefly at that point chatted while her and I, we were just in our robes. And she said how she had actually missed being able to play with me the first time that we hooked up. And honestly, at that point, I hadn't played with a girl in so long that I really wanted to play with her. Not only because I haven't done it, but because she's just so sexy. And I genuinely find her very attractive.
Okay.
So her and I started by taking our robes off and we made out naked on the bed. It was pretty hot. So they showed up to our room and I was in my silky robe. She showed up in the bathrobe that the hotel like gives you.
Ooh, okay.
And we just like went to town. Mm. So she then put me on my back on our bed and then went right down to softly and slowly lick and suck my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful sight to look down at. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Did she give you one of those like push you down on the bed?
A little bit. Like, I love that little
like rough aggression. But gentle, but like, yeah. Oh, that's
like,
the best.
This is what we're doing. Get down. Mm,
yes.
Love it.
Go, Griselda.
And then I told her, I need my turn. So then I went down and I kissed her pussy and then slowly slid a finger inside of her and was like gently caressing her while also trying to suck on her clit, because like I think that's what feels good.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she enjoyed it because I could feel her muscles tensing up inside of her. And it was just so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so rewarding when you can feel that instant gratification of what you're doing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So then we were both clearly so turned on that we started to passionately make out, and like we were grinding and thrusting our hips into each other.
Mm.
Thinking back, that was like my theme of play session with women at Desire, like the grinding, thrusting, like dry humping. It's fucking hot with a woman. So we did that. And all the while, the guys were there. They were gently like rubbing their hands up and down each of our bodies and just letting us do our thing, but letting their presence be known, which was nice.
Yeah.
So we switched partners and began giving blowjobs to the opposite partner. We'd also stop. Her and I would kiss each other and then we'd like squeeze each other's nipples and just do little touchy things like that. Mm. And I felt like it was super cool because her and I remained connected throughout the entire experience. All right. So then Roman then went down on me. It was amazing. And I looked to my left and I saw that she was riding Barry's face. And it was just a beautiful sight to feel and then see all that hot stuff right next to me. Oh, so then Barry and her began 69ing while I was just in fucking heaven, coming and just enjoying from Roman sucking my pussy. I was like grinding myself up into his mouth just so that I could get more of it.
Yeah.
But then her and I decided to give Roman a double blowjob. So we switched things up.
Ah, the best.
Honestly, it was the hottest, like, wettest thing to be a part of. Mm. It was super enjoyable for me, too. And then we moved over, of course, to do a double blowjob for Barry. Same hot, wet, just passionate thing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And by that point, I was ready to fuck. Like, no one had fucked yet. So right. Roman put on
Let's
a condom.
Let's go.
And started with doggy style.
Okay.
It took a minute or two for me to accommodate the deep, full thrust.
Ooh, yeah.
But it felt fucking good.
Okay.
And Barry and Griselda, from what I saw, began with her riding him on top.
Mm-hmm.
And her moans were so sexy to hear. I then switched and did missionary with Roman. And I would lean over and make out with Griselda, like, intermittently. I love when the female can connect during all the sexual experiences.
Yeah, that's the best.
And then we did what we jokingly called the Canadian move. Basically, it was a position we joked about after our first play session, but, you know, it's kind of like scissoring. So I'm on my side. I straddle him with my legs, one in the air, one in the bed, while he's fucking me on his knees. So we're kind of like the scissor situation, if you think about it. But I'm laying on my side and he's kneeling between my legs.
Okay. I got it.
If you can picture it.
I got it. I see it.
Thank you. So that was fun. Lasted for a few minutes. And then Roman actually flipped me onto my stomach, pushed my legs together, slid his cock in me from behind that way. So it was like just full tight.
Yes.
Amazing feeling.
That is good stuff.
So that's just an amazing feeling. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And at this time, Barry had just come. Like, we were kind of getting towards the end of things. Griselda then was just finishing taking herself over the complete fucking edge with this little vibrator that we had. I forget at this point if it was hers or she was using one of mine. But it doesn't even matter. They were both finishing. And, like, right at the end, I felt like her and I kind of finished together because she was like climaxing. I could fucking hear it. And I got this rush of like feelings and tingliness all over my face too. So it was kind of cool to maybe finish with her, I think.
Yeah.
The only one, however, who did not come was Roman. Same with the first play session though, but he promised that this was just normal for them when they play with other people. And he's fully satisfied. He just, for some reason, doesn't come in these play sessions.
Yeah, which I don't think is uncommon in the lifestyle.
No, it's I feel like it's becoming more common.
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah.
At first, you're kind of like, oh, what the fuck? I wasn't enough for you or something. No, didn't feel any of that shit.
Yeah.
Felt fully satisfied. Love that he always harps on that, like, this is just normal. I'm good. Yeah, like, everyone's good. Aww. So it was cool. We then just chilled on the bed for a little bit. It was a little bit only after 5 p.m. at that time.
Amazing. Nice. Those are the best play sessions.
Fucking love an afternoon delight.
Yeah.
So we said our goodbyes. We rested a little bit more. I think I took a nap. And then we carried on with the night's festivities. Like, it was the perfect
That's fucking
day
awesome.
Of desire, honestly. And really, it was just a truly super hot, passionate play session. And like you alluded to earlier, it really does make a difference how things go once you've played with a couple before. Yeah. And I'm not going to be one to just harp on like the same people playing with all the time. But I couldn't not share this second time with this couple.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because everyone was just more comfortable, relaxed, and everything was just super easy and sexy. It was hot. Yeah. So thank you both. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed sharing it again.
Fantastic.
So thank you.
No, but those are such good play sessions too. Like you said, like everybody like took a minute, collect, shower, whatever, like prepare. And then to have like such a super hot experience and then still have the night ahead of you to go to the party and whatever and like
play with someone else or not.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you want. But yeah, like that is just like chef's kiss.
I hope that for you at your upcoming desire trip.
Thanks. Me too. Awesome. Well, thank you, Madison, for sharing that amazing, super sexy story.
Yes.
And thank you, Roman and Griselda, for offering your services so we could all hear about it. Well, all right, friends, that's it for episode 62.
Wow.
62. Can you believe we're here already?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. You know all the deets, but we want to hear from you. Connect with us on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. Email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you like us, share us with your friends. So until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.